The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode is marked for sensitive content. Check content warnings in the episode description before listening. This week on The Breakup Breakdown.
We were dating for just about a year. We had so much in common. I get a call. He's calling me up. So obviously I answer like, hey, like, what's up? And it wasn't him. It's a woman on the phone. She proceeds to tell me that she is his ex-girlfriend. And she told me they've been communicating for the past couple weeks. I'm in total shock. She was at his house. I guess I'm going over there right now.
Yeah, I would say the last person you want to call you is your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. Hey, what's up? It's Abby from The Breakup Breakdown. Welcome back to another episode. This is the podcast that gets to the bottom of those messy breakups you want to know more about. Could be that girl you follow from high school who deleted all of her engagement photos out of nowhere. Or maybe it's something you saw on TikTok that you thought would be a good story. You want more details on it. It could even be your own breakup story you want to tell. Whatever it is, we love hearing the story and getting some good lessons along the way. If you've got a suggestion for the podcast, head down to the episode description. You'll find a submission form link there. And while you're down there, be sure to check out the details for the Breakup Breakdown podcast brunch. It's going down on September 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. And also, if there's a certain part of the interview that you'd like to jump to, I always put timestamps in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. Thank you for tuning in. Seriously, for real, like if this is like a good part of your day, a good part of your morning, just the fact that you tune in to listen, it's really cool. Thanks for hanging out. So this week we've actually got a self-submission. I got a DM from somebody who was like, dude, I found out my ex was cheating on me from his ex-girlfriend. And then I said, you have my attention. But before we get into that, wanted to let you know what domestic violence shelter we are raising awareness for this week. If you're new to the podcast, every week we give a different shelter a shout out so you know how you can help out if you feel called to do so. So this week we're shouting out New Beginnings in Seattle, Washington. They're the only full-service agency in Seattle whose primary mission is to serve domestic violence survivors. Again, for all those details on how you can donate your time, money, or resources, or if you just want to check them out, head to our episode description. Also, as I mentioned before, the Breakup Breakdown brunch is September 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are available for $50. That includes brunch food and also a little live podcast. It's going to be a blast. Come hang out, meet me, and some of the other voices you probably heard on the podcast if you're a longtime listener. Okay, so let's get into this week's episode. So I got a DM, and my normal way of getting submissions, even though there's not like a normal way, but I typically just look through my submission form. Again, as I mentioned, it's in the episode description. And it's usually a little bit of me doing investigating and DMing someone or emailing them. But this time I got a DM and this person didn't really give me much details. They're like, hey, would love to chat about coming on the podcast. And I was like, cool, let's set a time and let's get to it. And so before we even get on the Zoom call, I actually got to look through this person's Instagram because I got a DM from this person on Instagram. And you know, those people that just look fun, you know, like every photo they're in a new city or a new place or a bar every weekend, just fun vibes. So I'm looking at this girl and I'm like, who would do her wrong? She looks like a blast. And I'm already like pissed off for her. Like, where he at? What did he do wrong, you know? So we end up hopping on the Zoom call to chat details. And she's like, yeah, I'm good. But like, I found out my boyfriend cheated on me from a phone call. And I was like, what do you mean? And she told me that her now ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend was over at his house and rang her up. And the ex-girlfriend was the one to tell her not only was the ex-girlfriend not aware that they were together, but the ex-girlfriend had uncovered all this other unsavory behavior. And I'm like, oh, so you broke up with him after that? And she said, nope, there's a lot much more to the story. I had to learn a lot of lessons. And I was like, well, perfect. Let's chat about it and get to the bottom of everything. We break down this week's breakup.
We met on Hinge.
but we actually went to the same like elementary and middle school. We're from the same town, but we managed to somehow like never meet each other or like never even know who each other was. We're only like a grade apart. You know, our first date was incredible. It literally couldn't have gone any better. We had so much in common and it was really just like an instant spark. It already had felt like I had like known him for years, basically.
So you guys had a little bit of a history. Do you remember ever having a crush on him at any point? Like, I know I look back on people I know from high school and I'm like, oh my gosh, that guy was so cute.
So I literally did not know who he was. Like, no idea. And like him and the same to me. I knew who a lot of his friends were. And like I had classes with some of his friends, but like him himself, I had no idea who he was. I actually, while we were dating, we found each other in the yearbook. He did not look the same.
He glowed up.
He definitely glowed up. I mean, but he was definitely a little different.
I respect it. I mean, I definitely don't look the same. I mean, I look similar, but not the same. I just got my new license. And what was so triggering was I showed them my old license and they go, you look nothing like this. I'm like, is that a compliment? I don't know how to take this. Okay, so you guys date for how long? Give me kind of a quick overview.
We were dating for just about a year. We broke up basically a month before our anniversary.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I mean, it's a pretty significant amount of time. So when did you kind of notice things were off or did it kind of unravel towards the end?
I would say in the last 3 months is when things really started to go down. Now looking back, there were definitely some red flags that I should have maybe paid attention to more.
What were some of those red flags?
Well, you know, we had a few disagreements and like differences in like the ways we communicate, but like nothing I could really pick up like as a true problem. When we first started dating, I do recall my mom and my best friend both like kind of came to me and like asked me, they're like, hey, like, is he like kind of a little controlling? I was like, no way. But basically, he didn't want me talking to certain people, even though like I assured him like there was definitely not a problem with it. I'm honest. I had a very cordial relationship with my ex before him. It's not that we would talk all the time or anything, but like if someone's going to hit me up, how are you? I'm going to answer. And like, that's it. He didn't like that. He didn't really want me talking to any guys in general. So yeah, so there was that. He had a big issue with me working. He wanted me to quit my job. He didn't really understand that I had to adhere to a 9-to-5 schedule. He made me feel like crazy for doing that. What do you mean you can't go somewhere at 2:00 on Thursday? And it's just like, what do you mean?
And how did he expect you to pay for your life? Like, does he have a lot of money? Was he gonna support you?
So he like basically suggested that. And I was just like, that's not really gonna work. At least not at this stage in my life. We're not married. We have no legal ties. I really love my job. It's pretty much my dream job. I never thought I would be in it, and I am. Obviously, there's days where you're like, I don't know about my job. You know, overall, like, I love my job. I love everyone I work with. Kind of just bigger picture. I grew up with a single mother. I was always taught to have a plan B.
Well, it's also, I think it's really interesting that your friends formed it as a question instead of being like, you need to dump this guy. He's controlling you. They asked you as a way for you to really think about his behavior. Because everything you're telling me, I'm like, that sounds textbook. He wants to control you. He wants you to quit your job. He wants to financially support you. He doesn't want you talking to certain people.
And I think we can all agree that in relationships, we pick and choose what we tell our friends and family when issues arise. I'm sure if they heard the full story at all times, they may have come to me with a more serious tone. But we want to paint the best picture of our significant other to the people around us because, you know, we want everyone to like each other.
Exactly. Okay, so you start noticing these red flags, but when do things start to really get bad?
So there was an incident.
Oh, the incident. Tell me about the incident.
He had gone out to dinner with one of his buddies he was visiting in town. I was leaving the following day to go come down to Florida. I was going to see my grandparents and then we were going on vacation. And that's like what was going on. And so at around like 9:30, 10 o'clock, he was like out to dinner. He's like, hey, like, where are you at? And I was just home. I answered him. I'm like, hey, like, I'm just chilling out the house. What's up? He didn't respond. About like 30 minutes after that, we shared each other's location just because, not in like a weird way. Just if you're coming to pick me up, I don't want to ask where you are. Like, just I can find you. About 30 minutes after that, I call him and he doesn't answer. And then I just like go to see where he's at, and it's just, he's home. So I'm like, oh, probably had one too many drinks, passed out. And then 30 minutes after that, I get a call.
Oh no.
And it's a call from him. He's calling me up. So obviously I answer, like, hey, like, what's up? And it wasn't him. Keep in mind, this is from his phone. It's a woman on the phone. Genuinely, at first, I was like, oh, who's playing a prank on me? Like, this is a joke. He's like, are you sitting down? And I'm like, oh my God, like, he's not okay. Like, something happened at the restaurant. Like, he collapsed. Like, he's not okay. And I'm just like, yeah, like, what's going on? She proceeds to tell me that she is his ex-girlfriend and that she was at his house and was talking to him throughout the night. And she told me they've been communicating for the past couple weeks. And she has also seen, because she's on his phone, clearly. She has also seen that he was DMing other girls on Instagram.
No.
I'm in total shock.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even speak. Like, my heart beating out of my chest. I'm just like, this is not real.
Did you see this coming at all? Did he ever have a complex about his ex-girlfriend?
Nope.
How long did he date this ex?
Well, so I found out more later on. I found out later that they were kind of like on and off for like 4 years. But I really hadn't heard much about her. Like, I'd heard her name before, but like not much. I've heard a lot more about a previous ex. As far as like expecting like cheating or any sort of stuff like that, no, because he was very clear with me that like that is not something he messes with. He trusts, loyalty, all the jargon. And just especially in the fact that he didn't want me talking to other people. So you would assume the same would be reciprocal.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, well, he was saying that to you, basically projecting all of his fears that you would be going out and doing that, because he's like, well, I'm doing it. So,
listen, I don't know anything. Like, I'll never know all the details, but I'm pretty sure, I want to assume that none of this was happening prior to then. That's why even when I got this call, I was just like, and when I would tell my friends, they'd be like, when does he have the time? You're with him all the time.
Okay, so you get this jarring call from his ex-girlfriend. Do you immediately go into panic mode? Are you like, I'm done with this guy? What did you do?
She was like, do you have any questions? And I was like,
questions? I got hella questions.
I was like, I don't even know what's going on right now. And she's like, listen, take my number down. If you think of anything, like, just call me or text me, whatever. So immediately after, I told Bestie, obviously. And I was like, oh my God, this just happened. What do I do? And she was like, text the girl, ask for the receipt. I was like, okay, I will. And which I did. The proof was in the screenshots. Then I called Bestie again. I'm like, okay, I got screenshots. Like, da, 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 da. I'm like, what do I do? Keep in mind, I'm leaving the next day. I have a full work day. I haven't packed yet. I just genuinely did not have time to deal with this the next day. She was like, you got to go over there right now. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'm going over there right now.
Wait, going over there right now with knowing that like the ex-girlfriend was there?
No, she had texted me. She was like, I left.
Okay.
Just to preface, I forgot to mention, the whole reason she had called me, well, I found this out later, but the whole reason she had called me was because she had found my bra under his pillow.
Gotcha. So how did she figure out that you guys were a couple? Because maybe she just thought like, oh, he's hooking up with some other girl.
I found out later that they had met 2 weeks prior to that. They met up for coffee and he told her about me. And he was like, yeah, like I'm dating this girl, but I think I'm going to break up with her because I really think she's a gold digger.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't track, but I'm right.
Remember the part where he wanted me to quit my job and yep. Yeah, that whole thing. Yeah. And so I went over there. I woke him up and I was like,
you woke him up, like you banged on the door and woke him up? Or you?
Oh, no, I had the key to his house because I'm his fucking girlfriend.
Okay, so you go in and you like shake him like real aggressive.
He had given me a key like 2 or 3 weeks into dating.
That's bizarre.
I go in, I wake him up, and I'm like, hey, baby. I was like, I need to talk to you. And he's like, and I was like, no, he needs to get up right now. He was like, what's up? And I was like, is there anything you need to tell me? And he's like, no, like, what's going on? And I was like, why did blank call me from your phone tonight? And then he woke up.
Yep.
I would hope so. So, you know, we proceeded to have like a full drawn out whatever conversation. He was really pretty twisted still. Mm-hmm. So after like about an hour, I was like, nothing is any problems right now. Like, I'm just going to head out. I decided that, sorry, that was my email, that this was going to be something I was going to try and work through. Me felt like a really out of character moment. And I can understand maybe falling into old ways, and everyone's allowed to make a mistake. I've made my fair share of mistakes and everything. And like, it's really about how you mend it going forward, from my perspective, at least. Granted, I didn't know all the details at the time. But, you know, he assured me we didn't do anything. She came over. Oh, he also said that she was suicidal and was literally going to kill herself.
Of course he would say that. Any excuse to make it seem like it'd be okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the incident.
Okay, so you decide you're going to work through it. So you're like, okay, hopefully things will get better. Did you never ask the ex-girlfriend if they hooked up, or is that coming?
She had like hit me up a couple times after the call. I was like, hey, like, do you want to talk about anything? I was like, I just don't want to engage in this like messy situation. I'm going to choose to believe this person that has, you know, been such a great person to me. And I don't really want to get in this messy he said, she said thing, because in my mind, he just said she's literally killing herself. She's suicidal. Like, in my mind, she could have been making all this stuff up. Looking back, definitely not. But at the time, I'm like, if she's like calling her ex, like after years to like try and say she's going to kill herself, like she must be crazy. Like she doesn't even know what's going on.
Okay, yeah. So you choose to believe him, but I'm assuming there's something that's going to come along the way that's going to make you decide to not believe him.
So basically, right after this happened, you know, I was in a very confusing state. I was just like, all this just came crashing. It was the least expected thing I could have had happen. And it took me like a good like 2 weeks, I'd say, to like really move past it and like think positively. And I met him in Vegas shortly after. I went to like LA in between. We were there for 2 days. We had an incredible time. We talked about everything, each other's expectations. And in my mind, we were in a good place.
Okay.
And, like, yeah, the trust needed to be built, but like I was confident that like we were going to get to that. Because of this lack of trust, you know, there were times where I would get a little finger happy on the iPad. We're just going to, and keep in mind, this man, after this happened, was like, look through my things. I promise, like, you can look through anything. When he said that, I was like, I don't want to look through stuff. I don't want to have to look through your stuff. But, you know, I'm there. Let me just get a little scrolly. And so then I saw a text of him texting one of the girls from the DMs of that night. And I brought it to him and I was like, I thought I made my boundaries pretty clear. I don't like this. And, you know, continued to give me all the right excuses. Like, oh, like, I thought she was inviting me to a group thing. She's friends with everyone, whatever. And I was like, okay, but like, just know going forward, that's not cool. We're not allowing that. You don't want me to talk to certain people. I don't want you to talk to certain people about. One morning, about like a month ago, everything was normal. Honestly, everything was great. You know, we were having a typical morning. He was in the shower. I was trying to log on to my work portal, like on my phone. I had to like look into a discount for a family member and it wasn't working. So I'm like, okay, let me try on another device. I go on the iPad, try to log on to the portal. It's still not working. So whatever, now I'm on the iPad. Now let's have some fun. I'm just, you know, doing my due diligence, checking up on all the right people. And that's all good until I see a text, and it's a text conversation between him and some girl while he was in Nashville for a bachelor party. I realized upon looking through the text that he had matched with this girl on a dating app on February 15th.
The day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And keep in mind, he came back from this Nashville trip mad at me because we had gone into a little argument prior to him leaving on Valentine's Day, which is like a whole other thing. We're not even going to get into it. He came back mad at me because I was out with my friends. I had called him right before I left and told him everything I was doing, who I was going to be with, all that. Not in like a weird way, just like a, this is what I'm doing tonight. If I don't get to talk to you. At around 11:30 p.m., I stopped answering my phone because I'm out with my friends having a good time. Phone's not in the bag. I'm living in the moment. And if he really, really needed me, he has my best friend's phone number. But whatever, he comes back mad at me for that. So then I see this text. I'm now realizing that he was no longer falling into old ways, but rather making a series of choices. You know, it's one thing for someone to hit you up and you to answer, but you are downloading the app, making a profile, swipe, swipe, switching to a phone number. Just, you know the vibes. And so I confronted him about it immediately. Normally I would let sit, let it marinate, whatever. But I was like, no, I'm going to just come right out. And I was like, hey, like, do you want to explain to me like why you're on a dating app on February 15th? He somehow tried to turn it around and blame it on me. He was like, well, you know, ever since everything's happened, you haven't been acting the same and you're not giving me everything I need in a relationship. So I felt the need to seek it out elsewhere.
Is he talking about sex? Is he talking about emotional intimacy? What's he getting at?
Yeah, I was asking a little different. Yeah, your ex-girlfriend called me from your phone. What does she want me to do?
So he blames it on you and you're just like, okay, bye, buddy. Like, this is ridiculous. I'm over this.
Well, you know, we proceed to have like a multiple hour sit down, talk through whatever. And I'm just telling him, I'm just like, I don't even think you like me. Because if you did, like, why would you be doing this? Clearly, you don't fucking respect me or our relationship. Because if you did, like, this wouldn't be happening. After that, we like had decided to like sit on it for like a week. Let's separate, think about what we really want here. You think about if we want to be in a relationship, that alone, and that if you want to be in one with me, all of that. And keep in mind all these other instances that had happened. I like straight up would say to him, I'd be like, listen, if you're not all in on this, like, that's okay. I'll be upset for a little bit, but like, I'll get over it. Just like, tell me, I'll be fine. Just tell me. And so we set this week of whatever. In that time, I like met with some friends and my one friend was like, you got to talk to the ex-girlfriend. You got to find out what really happened. And I texted her. I was like, hey, like, can we chat? I just like need to talk to you some things. And she calls me and I had learned that they did in fact sleep together that night and that, you know, the whole I'm breaking up with her. She's a gold digger.
Mm-hmm.
And basically once I heard that, I was like, all right, I have way too much respect for myself to allow any more of this to continue.
But good for you, because I mean, you would be surprised. Sometimes I'll be even listening to my friends and they'll be saying kind of the same stuff that you're saying where it's just like, does he like you? Do you like him? You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be like this. Even though it took two times for it to happen, at least you recognize me. I think that takes so much courage to say, no, like, I actually respect myself way more than this. So I'm bouncing.
Mm-hmm.
So has that been easy for you? Or have you been tempted to go back to him? Was it so easy to fall back into old habits just because it seems like the more comfortable thing to do at the time?
Later that week, I went to his house to like pick up my stuff and the fucking loser he is. He had his cleaning lady put my stuff in a bag and all of that. I was just like, okay, bro, she's an idiot. She packed half his stuff in there too. His limited edition golf stuff. Oh, well. Since then, I've definitely been tempted to talk to him, call him everything, but I think it was more based out of habit. I mean, I woke up that Sunday morning when I found the dating app tops, not thinking I was breaking up with my boyfriend. I genuinely thought the opposite. It was just kind of a weird shift in going from talking to someone all day, every day, and like literally planning my whole life around him to just sideline. Yeah, I was a mess. I was a train wreck. I mean, I flew straight down to Florida. My mom was like, you got to get out of there. Like, who cares? Just get on the flight tomorrow. And I flew down here. I was miserable for like 2 weeks. And then they always say it just takes long. Then I met a hot guy with an accent and made out with him. And now I'm good.
Really, that's a cure for all breakups. I truly wish every person that's come on my podcast, like, I wish I could send them a PR box. But instead of a PR box, it's just like a rich Italian man with abs who will feed them grapes and wine and get a good makeout. That's all it really takes sometimes.
Yeah, I met up with my friend. She just moved down to Florida. And we were going out that night. And like literally right before we went out, I was like crying. And then she's like, all right, come on, let's go out. Let's have a drink. No expectations. Like, let's just have fun, whatever. And we're at this outdoor bar thing. And this hot ass Colombian is giving me eyes. And I'm like,
Yeah, I'm going on a second date with him on Sunday. He flew me down.
Oh, wait, we love this. Shut up. That's why you're in Florida. He flew you down. So not only is he hot and has an accent, he also is financially stable enough to fly you down.
Yes, he's very successful.
Is he a businessman?
He does real estate and private equity.
Oh my gosh. No, that's so exciting. You'll have to keep us updated on whether or not this goes anywhere or whether...
Yeah, I mean, did this man fly me down for a date? Yes. Do I have two other dates with me? Yes.
Who are there dates with?
Just like people. No.
Are they like casual or do you think they're going to go somewhere?
No, they're casual.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's fair.
I'm a casual dating queen.
We love that for you.
Yes, I know.
Here's my question for you, though. Is this a coping mechanism for you, or do you really feel like you've moved past it?
Kind of both. I think in the grand scheme of things, I was really upset, but it was more just like, I think I was upset just in my sudden change of lifestyle. I would not want to go back to that in a million years. At least once I'm out of it, I realize all of the shitty stuff that was going on. And like, I was just pushing it to the side because like, oh my God, he's so nice to me. Oh my God, he did all this stuff for me. But like, it all really came at a price. And it was like my fucking sanity. The 3 months where like all this stuff was going down, I was going insane. It was affecting my work. It was affecting like just my general like vibe and how I was talking with my friends, my family. Like I just didn't want to do anything because I was just low-key miserable, but like was putting on a front that I was fine. You know, I thought I was going to marry this guy. Like I really did. Even my family thought it. He put up such a fucking front to my parents, to my siblings, to everything, like, and it was just like all smoke and mirrors. And so like now out of it, like the hair is clear and I'm just like, okay.
So I think what you said earlier about how difficult it was to go from talking to somebody every day and thinking they were going to be in your life for an extended period of time and then it just being silent, I think that's incredibly relatable. I think everybody has gotten to a point where whether they've gotten out of a relationship or they've just stopped talking to somebody that they've been chatting with for a while and for your dating life to just go dead silent. I mean, that's like a jarring thing. What was helpful for you? Like, was there something you would tell yourself or like an affirmation or just like, how did you get through that silence?
It was definitely helpful that I came down here and I was with my mom and she just kind of let me talk her ear off. And, you know, she went through a similar situation with like a narcissist, manipulating, controlling kind of guy. So she was able to relate to that and like kind of like bounce off of me and just be like, Allie, like this is what was going on. Like you're just realizing it now. It was nice to like get back into work with like a clear head rather than having a breakdown at any moment. And honestly, the Florida sun cures all.
I can attest to that as a former Floridian. Well, Floridian, but now not in Florida. Georgia sun doesn't hit quite as hard. Anybody who's going through a breakup where they're not with the person anymore with that they thought they were going to get married to. They're dealing with that existential crisis of, oh, I thought this was going to be the next 70 years of my life, and now I don't even speak to this person. What would you say to somebody going through that?
Something that I had to do, well, he did it kind of for me, but he basically, like, next day deleted me on everything, and I was still looking at things because I'm a creepy. Like, about a week or two after, I was like, all right, I need to just cut it, pull the plug every night. So I deleted all of that. I'm very into Vanderpump Rules, and with all of the drama going on right now, Miss Lala Kent is speaking directly to me. So if you are dealing with a person like this, listen to Lala's podcast because she will get you the fuck out of it.
What's something that she said that's really helped you through this?
Oh my God, I wish I could pull the exact quote, but she just kind of had like this quote talking about narcissists and just like, once you start seeing these signs, just fucking run. They will chew you up and spit you out. And like, I can speak to that. And she's just like a bad bitch. She tells it like it is.
Moral of the story, just channeling your inner bad bitch and go on a date with a hot Colombian guy.
I dealt with this with my last breakup too. The first guy that I made out with after was a hot French guy. So hot guy with an accent. Here is all wounds.
On this Thursday's breakdown bonus episode, my friend Kennedy and I are going to be talking about healthy and unhealthy boundaries. Sometimes people use boundaries to manipulate you, and sometimes boundaries are a good thing. We're going to break down some of the boundaries that were healthy and unhealthy in this relationship and also talk about our own experiences. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.